Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 8 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone, with insight on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here is your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's Outdoorsman Radio Show. My name is Scott Whatley. I want to thank you for joining us along in studio with my partner, Red Merrill, as always. Good morning, Red.
Morning, Scott. Good to be here.
Happy Easter weekend, everyone. It's our first Saturday in a couple of weeks. Hadn't been snowing on us, so yeah. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend and a beautiful day. If this is your first time you've been able to catch our show, let me tell you a little bit what we're all about. We're here to provide a variety of hunting and fishing experts, from outfitters, guns and ammo, archery specialists, and we want to keep you informed of the latest techniques, products and gear, conservation news, and upcoming seasons. And we certainly invite your calls this morning to 303-331-7116. That's 303-331-7116. Also, check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. You'll find a lot of good information there. We have news and articles. Have a bragging gallery. If you've got some great pictures you'd like to send us, go on there. You can kind of see the format that we asked for with the picture and some information about the photo, and you can send that to us. If you have any topics you want to hear about on the show, you can just email me, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, and we will certainly get back to you if you have any questions. We have a Ask the Expert box, and that's sponsored by Sitka Gear. And if we use your question on air, we will get you a $25 Cabela gift card. And yes, I know they're not open yet, but they are opening August 15th. You can use those online or save them up and until they do get open here in Colorado. And we're certainly excited about Cabela's coming. In studio today, we've got some great guests. We have Brian Pingle with Full Rut Archery. And we also have a couple of outfitters with Southwest Outdoors. We have Chris Taylor and Josh Parise. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys here. I'll tell you what, we'll take the first segment here, Brian, and talk a little bit about Full Rut, and all of you guys can chip in on the information about Full Rut Archery, but Brian, we'll start with you. Why don't you just tell us just a little bit about Full Rut?
Well, we're a 20,000 square foot range. We have indoor target range, 3D, outdoor 3D, an outdoor sight-in range up to 80 yards, techno hunt. We offer the JOAD classes for kids on Saturdays. That's a really good program to get your son or daughter in. They teach them everything from the safety to the correct form, you know, everything you want to learn at a young age to get started in archery.
That's great. And that's like 10 bucks or something, right, on Saturday?
Yeah. It's,
yeah. I mean, that's a great value.
Yeah. We offer all the equipment, the instructors, and range fee for $10, and that starts at 10:30 on Saturdays, with the exception of today. There must be a tournament or something in town because they canceled the kids class today, so I think the instructors are out.
Oh, okay.
And it's a very good program.
You know, I'm glad to hear you say something. An 80-yard range with archery. Red and I, we talk about this all the time. You know, we'll talk to some archery purist, shouldn't take a shot over 20 yards, you know. I mean, there's no way. I want to see if you guys are right or wrong. You're feeling. what do you guys feel like just with archery?
Well, I can tell you the guy sitting next to me as well practice exceeding 100 yards, but they do that for fun, right? One thing. And ethically, no, you wouldn't take a shot at 80 yards or 100 yards. There's so many things that can come into play, you know, the weather, a little tiny twig, you know. Ethically, no, you don't want to take that shot.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you did shoot an animal and it was a marginal hit, and the closest you can get to that animal is 70 yards and you need to get another arrow in it. Wouldn't you rather have that fighting chance of having a sight pin sighted in at that distance?
Trust me, we are 100% for it.
But no, ethically, I would not take that shot.
Yeah.
What that does is that gives you by practicing out at 60, 70, 80 yards, that 20, 30-yard shot becomes a whole lot more easy. You get a little bit more confident.
Oh, I'm sure. Way. Yeah, I can see that.
Well, what's the longest distance you've ever killed an animal with your bow?
Tell the truth. I can tell by your expression. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and Brian just got done saying ethically, not to take that shot, but it was an 80-yard shot.
Yeah. Well, it's possible. You can do that. I mean, and
well,
like Australia.
If you practice.
You know what you're doing. Yeah.
If I know some guys that take shots at antelope that exceed 100 yards, but they practice that shot all the time. I would never do it.
If the conditions are right, it's one thing, but so many guys don't pay attention to everything when they try that kind of a shot.
Yeah, and you got to have the right gear, too. You got to have, a heavy arrow to get that penetration like your arrow this year blew right through that deer.
Yeah.
And as long as you got the right equipment with broadhead and everything, you penetration-wise, it's going to be there.
Yeah, for sure.
Hmm. Yeah, they were out at the range the other day shooting 130 yards plus, and he was nailing the target, and the four guys that were shooting with him lost every arrow they had. It didn't even stick in the target.
Well, I killed a deer at 60 yards and had good penetration. He ran about 150 yards and died. And so I went back out the next day, and I, from my footprints to where the deer was, I actually took my tape measure, and it was 60 yards. But the ethical part of it is don't take a shot further than you've practiced at, and you're reasonably certain of being able to hit your target. But I don't agree with the fact that you can practice whatever. You can practice hitting your target at 60 yards or 100 yards, and taking the Robin Hood shot, whatever, and then say, well, he's more than 20 yards away, so you can't take that shot.
Right.
Yeah.
You're never going to kill anything that you don't fling an arrow at.
I love getting them animals right in front of you. That's the adrenaline rush for me.
Sure. Tell us about one of your experiences, maybe when that's happened.
Well, the best one was I was hunting Wisconsin for whitetail. And, normally you would hunt in a tree stand or a ground blind. And I'd walk down the hill to the tree stand that I normally hunt, and I can't find it. It's in the dark early in the morning, and I'm looking all over the place for this tree stand. And I'm shining my light, and it's getting late. I'm running out of time. And so I just sat down next to a tree stump and started getting light. And then here I look over, and there's my tree stand. The whole tree blew over. So the tree stand was laying on the ground. So now I'm pretty much stuck, sitting on the ground. So I started doing my calling and rattling, and it wasn't 15 minutes. This is the first day I was there.
Wow.
And a 160-inch whitetail come in, and I was shocked at how I even got my bow back. He was in plain view. The wind was blowing right to him, and it just worked out. I pretty much got lucky, and he was at 13 yards. And shot him, and he ran about 20 feet and piled up.
Yeah.
Wow. But that's you get them animals that close. That's what's so good about archery.
Sure.
Is you're hunting elk, you're calling them right into your face, And that's the adrenaline rush for me. I think it's the best. You get the best seasons, the best weather in archery season. Yeah, if you haven't tried it, you got to give it a try.
All right. Now, tell us a little bit about the cost of Full Rut and memberships and things that you offer.
We are a membership. It's $20 a year per person, or $40 for the family. And that includes husband, wife, and kids under 18. Once they turn 18, they have to
get their
own membership. And once you're a member, that automatically puts you in the drawings. Every year we have a pig roast for our members, and we do all the drawings, and we raffle off hunts. I think we did two bows last year and about $4,000 to $5,000 in archery equipment. And that's included with your membership. And then when you come in to shoot indoor, It's $7 all day for an adult, $5 all day for a child, and any of the 3D ranges is 15, the Techno Hunt's 15. We also have a cafe, the Broadhead Cafe, and she serves excellent food. We have
Red and I, we stopped out there the other night, and I'm telling you, it smelled great in there. Yeah. It smelled like
I saw a couple of eating the burritos, and I thought, man, I'd love to have one of those.
You know, she also serves kangaroo, alligator, frog legs, quail.
Rabbit.
Rocky Mountain oysters. Yeah, rabbit. And kangaroo.
I'll have to take my wife to dinner out there for some rabbit.
I've eaten most of that, but never kangaroo.
I seen that, and that was something I was like, well, you know what? That's the one thing I'll never try. And I ended up trying it, and I could not believe how good it was.
Well, the traditional question, did it taste like chicken?
No. It actually, it was as good as a beef tenderloin.
Well, how? Well, Full Rut Archery, they're located at 3900 East County Road 174 in Parker. Their number is 303-840-9271. You can check out our website. Their logo's on there, and it'll take you right to their website, but it's FullRutArchery.com. So if you have any questions about membership, you know, go out and see these guys. It's a great place. And I'll be honest, first time you drive out there, if you're coming from maybe Highlands Ranch like we did the other day, you know, the first time I'm like, man, where is this place? But once you drive out there a couple of times, it's really not that bad of a drive, and just an excellent, excellent place to go out and shoot. And a lot of great experts out there that can help you. So again, their number is 303-840-9271. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Spring strong, the sun's up and shining. School's out and everyone's smiling.
Want to be my friend?
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Football news, Elvis Dumervil. The Ravens have landed Elvis. You got to be careful when you start to assess what a team has done in the offseason. Ravens did okay getting Dumervil. And now maybe Denver gets John Abraham or Dwight Freeney. Maybe Manning says, why don't you bring in my former teammate?
Dan Patrick.
Weekday mornings at 7 on Denver Sports Radio. 1600 The Zone.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Have you been accused of a DUI? Don't understand the forms you've been served? I'm here to help. My name is Kevin Flesch, and my law firm is in the business of defending you, both at the DMV process and the criminal court. We're going to try to keep your license and keep you out of jail. If you don't know what to do next, call me today, 303-884-1037. Again, that number is 303-884-1037. We provide free consultations and answer all of your questions. Remember, you have only 7 days after you're arrested to perfect your right to a hearing with the DMV. Don't give up that right. Don't go it alone. Call me today, 303-884-1037. Or visit my website, Criminal Law, Flesch Law, that's FLESCH, law.com.
Hi, I'm bankruptcy attorney Benjamin Yablon, author of The Bankruptcy Guide. If you're overwhelmed by debt, you need to call me today. My direct line is 303-562-3167. Come in today for a free consultation, and your copy of The Bankruptcy Guide is free as well. Once again, 303-562-3167. Or visit my website at yablonlaw.com. That's Y-A-B as in boy, L-O-N as in Nick, and the word law.com. I'm attorney Benjamin Yablon.
Are you paying for broken windows after every round of golf? Are you always yelling four to the fairway next to yours? Are you searching in the woods hole after hole? Do you continue to lose every ball in your bag? Do you turn a four-hour round into 5.5 hours? If you're that guy, or you invited that guy to play with you, you need No Slice. Just put No Slice on your golf club, and it will eliminate your slice, guaranteed, or your money back. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase purchase No Slice, go to noslicegolf.com. That's noslicegolf.com.
At Iron Forge Trailers in Sedalia, you will find a full lineup of trailers. From ATV trailers to cargo trailers to dump trailers, Iron Forge is the place to go for all your trailer needs. Iron Forge is also an excellent resource if you need to rent a trailer. Full service trailer repair shop and welding services are also available. Located at 7144 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call 720-312-7095. That's 720-312-7095. Or visit their website at ironforgetrailers.com. Iron Forge Trailers is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergalleryllc.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill. In studio, we have Brian Pingle with Full Rut Archery. And we have a couple of gentlemen, Chris Taylor and Josh Parise with Southwest Outdoors. And we're going to get to their outfitting area here in just a minute. All right, Brian, you're telling us a story off air. You got to tell that story. That is great. So,
well, that
pick it up where you left off.
Well, that story I told you about the whitetail that I'd shot from the ground, that was just the short part of the story. I had been rattling, and some little bucks come in, you know, and they'd come in and look. They'd be 8-10 feet from you, you know, and they didn't know what they were. They didn't know what I was, and they knew something wasn't right, so they'd walk away, and I'd play with them some more. Well, I hear something on the top above me. I'm on the middle of a ridge line, and all of a sudden, this doe comes flying over the hill with their ears pinned back, neck stretched out, hauling butt, you know, going down the hill, and two more does behind her, and then four trophy bucks chasing. I mean, they're in the rut hard. And so I'm focused on the bucks, and I got my bow in front of me with my arrow knocked, and the does are running by me. Well, one of the does hits my arm that I'm holding my bow with.
And literally kinda runs into you.
Yeah, and spins me around. And I come back around, and I'm looking at the buck. So I come back. I'm about halfway drawn back, and I look down, and my arrow's gone. She had hit my bow, and I'm looking for my arrow, and it's laying halfway down the hill. So I get another arrow in, and by that time, the deer had seen me move because I had to get another arrow out, and they kind of dispersed out a little bit. But all the bucks were within 20 yards, and I aimed at every one of them, and I couldn't get a shot.
Oh, man.
And then as fast as that happened, it was over. They were gone. And I would have gave anybody anything to have a video of that.
So would have I. We could have sold that online.
I told my friends that, you know, after I got up to camp, and they're like, I don't think they believe me. And I didn't really care if they believed me. But that was probably the most enjoyable thing that ever happened to me.
That's hilarious. Yeah. That is so funny. Now, you guys, we were talking about, you know, rattling and calling a little bit, and I want you guys to chip in on this, Chris and Josh. Tell us your experience of that, and is there a thing of too much rattling or too much calling when you're out in the woods?
Absolutely. I think you can overcall, and I'm not a big deer hunter anyway for calling, but for elk, you can overcall quite a bit. And a lot of people, what they do is, I've seen in Colorado, is they're driving down the road, they get out, slam the truck doors, and start calling from the road for elk, mm-hmm. bugling right from the road. And I think that educates a lot of animals in the woods, especially, you know, they bugle and then they get back in their truck, start it up, and go another 4 miles down the road and start bugling again. As far as when I am elk hunting and trying to call, I try to sound like the smallest bull in the woods. So I don't try to get too aggressive right off the bat until I usually see the elk. And then if it holds up, I usually get a little more aggressive calling.
Okay. We've got Mike on the line. Mike, how are you, sir? You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Mike, are you with us? Oh, he just dropped off. Okay. All righty. Yeah, and that's something, and we had an experience this year, Red and I, when we were hunting, and our guide, he got real aggressive, kind of like you mentioned ago, he cut another bull off while he was calling, which is, you know, boy, if you've never had that experience alone, you know, forget the hunting part of it. You've never had that experience alone, just being out in the woods and having elk bugle and you're talking back. I mean, that is an awesome experience. But he actually cut this one bull off with his call, and then and that bull blew up and got out of there. And he said, wow, you know, he said, I shouldn't have got that aggressive with that one. Okay, we've got Mike back. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Well, good, good. Hey, we appreciate you calling in. Tell us a little bit about, we talked a little bit last week, but tell us a little bit about your banquet coming up.
We have the National Wild Turkey Federation Rampart Range Chapter will be this coming Friday, the 5th, at the Castle Rock Douglas County Fairgrounds, Kirk Hall. We have a few tickets still available, but people need to contact me as quickly as possible to ensure that they have a seat for the upcoming banquet if they would like to come.
And what's the best number for them to call you?
My cell phone is 303-419-4581. And that is the easiest, quickest way to reach me. Or they can, I think from your website, even from last week's podcast, or the Colorado State Chapter website, they can find my email contact pretty easily on there, you know, and shoot me an email, and I can email back the registration for them.
And, you know, take just a minute and tell us just a little bit about all that the Federation does.
The National Wild Turkey Federation, national organization as a whole, is actually the second largest conservation organization in North America with over 235,000 members. We're not quite as big in Colorado, so not as many people know about us. You know, the bulk of our membership is east of the Mississippi, but we do have chapters in all 50 states, as well as probably 8 or 9 in Canada, I believe. We are the leader in upland game habitat conservation. People have to realize that the National Wild Turkey Federation is not just about turkeys, and all the habitat that we improve goes for all species of wildlife, game and non-game. Actually just completed this in 2012 a $150,000 grant for the Gunnison sage grouse, where we did $150,000 worth of habitat over in the Gunnison Valley, primarily for the sage grouse. One of our big concerns in some of the eastern states right now is the bobwhite quail. You know, we do not focus primarily on the turkeys. In Colorado, for instance, the relocation, trapping, relocating of turkeys and stuff is done by the Division of Wildlife. We help them with funding for that. We provide transport boxes, things like that. But it's usually the local wildlife departments that actually have those types of projects up. We also have our outreach programs, which is one of the reasons a lot of, you know, the guys I know in Colorado got involved in stuff is because we have the Jake's programs for the kids, the Women in the Outdoors for the women, and then the Wheeland Sportsman's for the handicapped. So we consider those our outreach programs, and they're small lines. We have other ones like Turkey Hunters Care, where we provide turkeys to local food banks and things like that. But the ones for the kids, the Women and the Handicap are three large outreach programs.
Okay, that's great. All right, so if you're interested in going to this banquet, give Mike a call, 303-419-4581. Red and I are planning on attending this event as well. And it's a great time, and they've got a lot of things going on for this banquet. So give him a call, 303-419-4581, and we appreciate it. So, Mike, thanks for calling in, bud. All righty. Okay, Chris and Josh, let's get to you guys. Southwest Outdoors, and tell us just a little bit about why you think hunters, let's say what they should look for in an outfitter, and both you guys can comment.
It comes down, I think, to where a guy's got to really understand his ability. And there's a lot of guys out there that they want to do that backcountry horseback ride, hike 7 miles a day, more of that backcountry adventure. And if that's what a guy's into, that's the type of outfitter he needs to look for. Then you've got guys who want to maybe see more game consistently throughout the day, want a little bit more easy walking, or be able to use vehicles or four-wheelers more. So if a guy or girl or kid understands their abilities and what they're looking for in their hunt, that's the type of outfitter. That's the type of questions they need to ask if they're looking for one. You know, what does that hunt involve?
Right. And, you know, it's the same thing with anything, but not every outfitter is the same. And you should interview an outfitter, I think. You know, I mean, have specific questions. And, you know, if you have any questions like that, or you want to know how to do that, I want to give out Chris and Josh's number. It's 303-908-0838. That's 303-908-0838. And again, they're with Southwest Outdoors. Yeah. And their website is southwestoutdoors.com.
Hey, guys, let me ask you, what kind of areas do y'all like to take your clients to the most?
Most of our areas are, of course, the Eastern Plains of Colorado. And as far as areas, we got 360,000 private land acres. So we're hunting all over from right outside of Parker all the way down south to Springfield, Colorado. So it just depends what they're hunting, what season it is. Of course, we got, you know, if it's an early mule deer tag, we'll have different places then for that December late season for the rut. And we just how we hunt it is we just move across as much property as we can, to see as many animals as we can in one day. So I guess antelope is probably going to be the easiest thing to hunt, of course, because they're all over. All of our property have antelope on it. And I think that's probably our best hunt, wouldn't you say, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, all of our hunts are, we got 100% success rate, let me say that, on mule deer and on antelope for all of our rifle hunts. And last year we were 100% on our archery antelope, which was really cool. The place we like to take guys the most, would be antelope hunt. That's our funnest hunt, our rifle mm-hmm. antelope hunt. Yeah. I mean, it's you're always in the game. Every place you go, you got an opportunity, you got a chance. That's – some places can't offer something like that,
right?
And you're always in the game having fun. Antelope is probably one of our fun.
All right, their number again is 303-908-0838. It's Chris Taylor and Josh Priest with Southwest Outdoors. Gene, hold the phones. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more of Sportsman of Colorado.
Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel.
Want to be my friend?
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Football news, Elvis Dumervil. The Ravens have landed Elvis. You got to be careful when you start to assess what a team has done in the offseason. Ravens did okay getting Dumervil. And now maybe Denver gets John Abraham or Dwight Freeney. Maybe Manning says, why don't you bring in my former teammate?
Dan Patrick.
Weekday mornings at 7 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Bozen is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been looking for that one-of-a-kind knife? Well, I highly recommend you look at ML Seaman Knives. Pepper Seaman is the master craftsman of these very special custom knives. The handle materials used vary from burl woods from the U.S. to exotic woods from Africa, Southeast Asia, Central, and South America. Visit their website at mlseamanknives.com. That's mlseamanknives.com. Call 785-821-1659. That's 785-821-1659.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll-Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553 or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roloff Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
When it comes to taxidermy, I can assure you that all taxidermists are not created equal. Preserve your hunting memories for generations to come with Hunter T's Taxidermy. Owner Keith Kaufman uses the finest products, the most trusted techniques, and real-life experiences to create your custom work of art. Every mount is individually crafted to bring out the best in your trophy. Call Hunter T's at 303-973-3098. That's 303-973-3098. Or visit their website at HunterT'sTaxidermy.com.
No job too big or too small. Whether you have a minor plumbing or HVAC repair or want to replace an entire heating or plumbing system, Lakewood Plumbing has an economical solution. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call today for your free in-home estimate, 303-233-7007. That's 303-233-7007. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will also receive $25 off your first service call.
Are you wasting most of your hunting time driving to a place to hunt? Just 20 miles east of Denver is Colorado's premier sporting club. This is Scott Watley to tell you more about my favorite place to hunt, Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Whether you are brushing up on your shooting skills on a professionally designed sporting clay course, or you're ready to hunt some game birds, Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has activities for the whole family. Archery range, game birds, dove hunting, and dog training await you at Kiowa Creek. Take time to relax after your hunt in their beautiful and spacious clubhouse. Call 303-644-4627 for your Sportsman of Colorado new member special. With your one-year membership purchase, receive 150 sporting clays absolutely free when you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627 or visit their website at KiowaCreek.com. So go visit Kiowa Creek Sporting Club, just 20 miles east of Denver. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. For 36 years, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been family-owned and operated. The Chevy Silverado, longest-lasting, best gas mileage, best resale of any truck you can buy. Buy any new or used vehicle and receive a $200 gas card. Lynn Lyle has a full service department body shop with super competitive prices. Call 303-344-3100. That's 303-344-3100. Or visit their website at LynnLyle.com. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We're visiting with Brian Pingle with Full Rut Archery and Chris Taylor and Josh Parrish with Southwest Outdoors. Let's go to the phones. Gene, good morning. Gene, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Morning, we're doing great. Thanks for calling in. What are your comments today?
Oh, it's kind of hard to figure out where to start. I've had a great set of hunting experiences with Josh and Chris, actually, over the last 5 years for myself, and even brought my 8-year-old daughter out last year to experience an antelope hunt, and my 12-year-old son last year got an amazing bull. These guys had kind of nicknamed him the Clubber. They'd been after him for about 8 years, and William had just turned 12 9 days before, so it was his first bull hunt. And out of all the other hunters who had been after this monster, unique bull. 12-year-old little boy gets him.
Wow, that's awesome.
Picture's worth a thousand words, but you can imagine the smile on his face that day.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to, if you can remember our website, it's Sportsman, M-A-N, sportsmanofcolorado.com. If you want to shoot us that picture, and if you go to the website and check out the bragging gallery, you'll see some questions over to the right of the pictures that we asked for, just, you know, the name, where you were, maybe what you killed it with, whatever. We'd love to have a picture.
Yeah, you know, I'd be glad to. You know, it's just hard to find a neat opportunity consistently for yourself or your kids. And I've even had a good friend of mine come out. I think 3 years he's come out with us hunting mule deer or elk. And these gentlemen do a great job. They make it fun. And I have seen more, you know, amazing animals than in all the other hunts I normally do.
Right, and you've done some business with Full Rudd Archery, I believe, as well, right?
Yes. It's nice to have a great bow.
Yeah, equipment is key, that's for sure.
Gene, what do you think a great bow is? What kind of bow do you use?
Josh really helped me narrow down. You know, there's so many choices in the industry, and I'm like lost. You're drinking from a fire hose, so to speak, and we settled on an Elite, and... you know, I had a nice old Matthews that was about 15 years old, but boy, when you move 20 years in technology or 10 years in technology forward, it's like, why didn't I do this before?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when I first started out, it was only 50% let off on a compound bow, and now it's 80% or something, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, most of them are 80, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Gene, yeah, send us that. We love kid pictures, and you know, man, I want to commend you on getting your kids out and hunting with them. And I'm telling you, some of the best memories I have, you know, with my dad is when he took me hunting. You know, very, very young, and boy, those are just treasured memories. So, you know, my email is scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com. So, boy, if you'll send us that picture with some info and any pictures that you have with them. And their kills, that would be great, because we would certainly love to have them.
You know, it's been amazing. You know, and I hate to, I'm kind of humbled in saying this, but just in the mule deer hunting, let's see, we've hunted mule deer, what, the last 4 years?
Yes. Gosh? Yes, we have.
You're the
luckiest hunter I know, Gene.
Well, Gene, we want to book a hunt with you then. If you're,
yeah, you guys want to come same time he's there, huh?
Three Boone and Crockett mule deer in 3 years, and what your biggest one officially net scored 239 was it?
Yes, yeah.
That's a monster.
A little higher, but I'll have to tell the part of the story there. When I first saw him, they're saying, don't shoot the first one. The second one that's going to pop out is the one you want. And the first one was a beast. we later figured he was over 200. So I'm, you know, concentrating. It's about a 360-yard shot. It's a little opening as he's walking through the scrub oak fire. You hear that solid thump. He goes on in the bush. He comes out on the other side of the bush, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I made that mistake that hunters know not to do, is start looking at the rack.
Yeah.
One of either my second or third shot a brow tine off, so he would have topped 240.
Man.
But, you know, it's great to get out with people who know what they're doing. They know the ground. They have a good understanding of the animal that you're hunting.
Right.
They're not going to push you to try to go after something that's, you know, illogical to go after. I mean, no, we can't go down this cliff and over around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Let's figure out a better way or try to come at it a different way tomorrow. And it's been a great experience every hunt I've had with them. Even with bad weather, you're going to get bad weather in hunting.
Sure. And, you know, one thing I think is really crucial, if you hire an outfitter, listen to the guide, you know, and you said you did.
Yes,
that, you know.
Yes.
And I mean, because I've seen so many guys, you know, that, I mean, they're experienced hunters, but then, you know, I've talked to guides after, and they're just like, man,
you got to tell that guy to listen to me, you know what I mean, and everything, because they, like you say, they know the property, they know the animals there, they know their tendencies, and, you know, if that's why you hired them, so listen to them, and most time you'll be successful.
And a big thing that most people get caught up in anymore and is scores and field judging animals, and a lot of people don't know what a solid 180-inch deer looks like, and they're willing to shoot the first average 160 5x5 that they see. And if they got a goal to come out with us for a 180 or better deer, and they shoot a 160, that's not us doing our job.
Mm-hmm.
And field judging is huge when it comes to, you know, trophy deer.
Right. All right, Gene, any other comments?
No, just enjoy the show, and I'm looking forward to hunting antelope this year and mule deer and elk with these gentlemen. It's just been a great experience, and not sure which kid gets to come this year, but I'll be bringing one of them as well.
Well, I'll good. Go with you.
Yeah, you know, guys, he's talking about bringing his son, and y'all was telling us a little bit earlier about some kind of program that y'all have for the kids to be able to come. Tell us about that.
Yeah, if you book a hunt as a father or mother, and you're booking what we would consider our trophy hunt, a lot of times we'll allow the youth to come on like a management doe hunt for free. And as long as we can fit that in the same time frame, sometimes it has to be a little bit different part of the year, time of year, just so we can accommodate the guys who are paying for that trophy hunt. Mm-hmm. But we'll try to get the kids involved. I mean, that's important to us, because that's what's going to keep the
that's the future.
The future around for right. other sportsmen and hunters. So,
yeah. Well, that's all right, Gene. Well, listen, hey, thanks for listening. And, boy, send us an email again, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com. Get us those pictures, and we'd love to have them, and we'll get them posted for you.
Okay, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Whoops. Gene, good to have you with us. Okay, we got to go to a break here pretty quick, but guys, tell us a little bit about your 100% shot opportunity.
This is something we offer for our trophy hunts, mainly our rifle hunts. And what that is saying, if you book a hunt with us and we can't get you a shot opportunity at, you know, for instance, a mule deer at 175-inch or better mule deer, you get to come back for free the next year. And so what that does is that tells a guy, hopefully that tells him, you know, we're pretty confident in, one, our properties, and two, our abilities to get him within, you know, 250 yards of a 175-inch or better mule deer. You know, an antelope, we just consider, you know, a mature antelope buck. You know, so.
Which in Colorado, our average is from 12 to 15 inches antelope. We don't got the monsters like New Mexico and Arizona do. But we do. We ended up killing a Boone and Crockett antelope this year, and we've killed two Booners in 4 years, so that's pretty decent. But our average is 12 to 14 inches.
Yeah.
Okay, good deal.
We'll get you in front of them, and we'll make that a point.
We got to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll visit more with Brian Pingle with Full Rudd Archery. Chris and Josh from Southwest Outdoors. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, and we'll be right back.
Nickels and dimes, memories and why, she's on his mind once again.
Now this is what we call Prime Time, featuring Pat O'Brien with Steve Hartman.
Larry Eustace now, the coach of Colorado State, joins us.
I got a quick story. I was driving from Mississippi to California about a year ago, and I caught your guys' show. And it's not so you go lightly on me, but you guys are very entertaining, and I'm not just blowing smoke up your fanny.
Fox Sports Prime Time. Everybody wants you. Pat O'Brien with Steve Hartman.
Weekdays at 1 on Denver Sports Radio. 1600 The Zone.
Safety is crucial in our lives today. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. Get the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes, from long gun to smaller personal safes. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainsafe.com. Nothing protects like a cannon. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
What's the most common problem for golfers? It's the slice. If you want to get rid of your slice, you need No Slice. No Slice was tested by Golf Laboratories, a facility that conducts robotic testing for the golf industry, and the results were amazing. No Slice will eliminate your slice and increase your distance, guaranteed, or your money back. Simply apply No Slice to your golf club for longer, straighter shots and no more lost golf balls. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to noslicegolf.com. That's noslicegolf.com.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife was created in 2011 by the merger of Colorado State Parks and the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Colorado Parks and Wildlife are the leaders in conservation, outdoor recreation, and wildlife management. Parks and Wildlife employees and their partners work together to provide ongoing and outstanding customer service through recreational programs, amenities, and services. For more information, visit the website at wildlife.state.co.us. That's wildlife.state.co.us.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club offers LaPorte Archery Bow Trap Shooting, state-of-the-art techno hunt, and an indoor and outdoor 3D range. They also have an indoor target range up to 30 yards and a full-service on-site bow shop. Full Rut Archery also offers antelope and deer hunting on 15,000 acres in Elbert County. Drop by and check it out, and have lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Lessons are also available, and $20 will buy you your annual membership. Call 303-840-9270 or visit their website at fullrutarchery.com.
Running a small business today certainly has its tax challenges. Hi, this is Scott Watley to tell you about Sherry Christian with the SC Tax Group. Having the right CPA that you can trust can literally mean the difference between success and failure. A certified public accountant is a valuable tool for any upcoming and ongoing business, large or small. Put your mind at ease with SC Tax Group. Accurate, efficient, professional tax preparation. SC Tax Group. Call 303-753-8200. That's 303-753-8200.
Now is the time to get your concealed carry permit. This is Joe Dedon with TAC One Consulting, the official CCW training provider for the Tanner Gun Shows. All of our instructors are law enforcement with firsthand knowledge on surviving violent encounters. Call now, 720-432-3229. That's 720-432-3229. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $15 off either our 3-hour or 6-hour classes. Call TAC One Consulting now for details, 720-432-3229, or visit our website, taconeconsulting.com. That's T-A-C-O-N-E consulting.com.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Chris Taylor, Josh Parise, joining us in studio with Southwest Outdoors, Brian Pingle with Full Rut Archery. Our number is 303-331-7116. If you'd like to get in on the last segment here and have a question for these guys, we'd love to have your call.
Okay, guys, let me ask you, what separates your outfitter service from other outfitter services?
You know, earlier we were talking about the 100% shot opportunity. That's certainly something that, you know, not a lot of guys offer.
Absolutely.
I think secondly is the amount of private ground that we do have. And, you know, if you're a hunter and you're out there listening, you know, how many times have you been out on National Forest and you're just kicking rocks because all the animals are down on private ground?
And I've done that lots of times.
And you're just saying, oh, if they just crossed that fence, you know, and you're – so, I mean, the amount of private ground we have certainly does help. It allows us to get out there and see a lot of game with our customers. So I think those two things. I don't know, Josh, what do you think?
And we hunt three states. We hunt New Mexico and Arizona as well. And we have 20,000 acres private land in New Mexico that borders National Forest. So, and we have vouchers for elk and audad and deer in New Mexico. So that's one thing that's pretty impressive too.
Yeah, we also got a lot of land vouchers here in Colorado that we have access to, you know, so if a guy can't draw a tag, we can usually get him hooked up with a voucher to be able to come hunting this year or next, you know, whatever works for him. So a lot of things can separate us, I think.
Yeah, well, what are the two best hunts that that y'all have to offer?
I would say our trophy mule deer hunt is probably the best, because we're killing monster deer. Like we said earlier, we don't shoot any deer under 175. So we're offering a real trophy deer. And then the antelope is my favorite. We talked about that earlier, too, the amount of opportunities you have. You just go over the next hill, and you get another shot opportunity.
Yeah, quality-wise, the mule deer, and I think just for a fun hunt where you still get good qualities, that antelope. I can't remember a guy ever not leaving who didn't have a good time. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
I can tell you, just from knowing these guys, and I guarantee anybody that's hunted with them, these two are go-getters. I mean, there's a lot of pride, you know, in getting that client their animal, and as well as their other guides, too, that are with mm-hmm. them. But I know these two, you know, if they don't, I know they're going to do everything they can to get you their animal, because I think there's a lot of pride at stake, too.
Sure.
You know.
Talking about equipment a little bit, you know, notice when Red and I stopped out there the other night to full rut, as you mentioned, boy, there are bows everywhere, arrows. I mean, it seems like it's just endless knowing what equipment that you would want to take and what arrow. So, you know, let's take, you know, mule deer or elk. How do you know what arrow and broadhead to use? And because there's just so many out there.
Well, the main one thing is you don't want to get caught up in that the speed issue. There's a lot of people out there that are speed freaks. Does this bow go? I want it to hit at least 320 feet per second or 340. There's bows that are advertised doing 355 feet per second. You know, concentrate on your shooting, your accuracy, and don't worry so much about the speed. Get a good arrow that's got some weight to it so you get that penetration. You know, speed, yeah, it's a... That's an ego thing as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a heavier arrow this year, and, yeah, my bow's a little slower, but anything in North America, it's going to punch through no problem.
And that's what you want in archery, is you want to punch two holes. And we get so many people from back east that are worried about the speed, and they're shooting a 360-grain arrow, which, you know, blows through whitetails no problem, but you get in a little bigger boned animal like an elk, and we have a lot that just go in, you know, 6 inches, which is enough to do it, but it just makes the track job tough, and it's not fair to the animal to not blow through two holes and get a good clean kill.
Yeah, two holes will bleed better than one, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So let's say somebody wants to get into archery. They come to full rut. What's the first? They've never shot a bow. They've never held a bow. They don't know about draw length. They don't know about any. So walk us through, just take a couple minutes and to walk us through that process then of what you would do with
it. Well, just last night I had a guy come in. He's never hunted in his life. He wants to start hunting. First thing you need to find out, you got to kind of know what kind of price range they want to stay in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to throw a $1,500 bow on him when he's only got $700 to spend. So you need to find that out, and then we'll size him up. We'll measure his draw length, see what ability he has on what weight he can pull, and then we'll set up bows for him to try out. We carry Hoyt, Matthews, PSE, Elite, Bowtech, and Mission. And we'll set up anything you want to try out, and ultimately it's your decision. You know, if you're kind of torn between two, you need to find the one that fits best in your hand. What feels better for you? And then we get them all set up, all the accessories, and we set that guy up, and in less than an hour, we had him hit in the center of the target at 20 yards, and he couldn't believe
it. Loving it, yeah.
Yeah. And I told him he didn't even deserve to hit the middle yet. You know, a lot of guys need to put in the time and practice, and this guy was he did it, picked it up really well, and women are unbelievable. The women pick it up so fast, they pay attention to you.
Well, that little girl the other day, you said, I've got two Robin Hoods right in a row.
Yeah. I mean, they don't even deserve that. How dare they do that, you know? But, you know, my wife is one, both my daughters. My daughter, there isn't guys in that shop that can touch them. And they'll leave their bows sitting for a year and pick it up, and then they just can't believe it, you know. Right. But they pay attention more than a guy. You know, they tell me how to shoot. I'm going to be like, I've been doing this a long time. I ain't going to listen to you when I should be listening.
Yeah. Something neat about Brian's shop out there at Full Rut, and Josh and I take advantage of this a lot, is they do, you know, Brian might talk about that layaway program you guys have out there, the gift cards.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that, you know, not everybody can go out there and buy that equipment all at once, and how you work with folks doing that, that's, you know, that makes it nice.
Yeah, we'll let them, you know, if they can't fork out all that money at once, we'll get the bow set up, and we'll let you shoot it all you want in the shop, and just keep adding to, we have gift cards that you can keep putting money towards. And once you get the money to pay it off, then it's yours. And we do that once in a while.
Right. Uh-huh. Fellas, let me ask you, for the do-it-yourself hunter, what kind of tips do you have for the do-it-yourself archery hunter? Or any kind of hunter?
I would say for the archery hunter, is just, the biggest thing is you got to do your homework. You can't just go up there the day before season and expect to kill an animal. And you got to put in the time, do a lot of scouting, and be physically ready for, you know, the National Forest up there is tough country. It's rugged. And you just got to do your homework is the biggest thing. Pick a great unit. There's so many units in Colorado that are over-the-counter units that are 30 minutes from Denver that have quality animals in them. And the homework is just the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, not 90% of your hunt should be preparation. 10% of it's the actual hunt itself. I mean, if you want to be successful.
Sure.
I mean, the time you put in before you even go, you know, with your tag and your weapon into the woods is going to really determine your success.
And the deadline's like Wednesday, right, to get the tag?
The second.
Yeah, okay. Or Tuesday, I guess it would be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, Chris and Josh, again, you can reach them at 303-908-0838. Again, they're with Southwest Outdoors and also Full Rut Archery. You can reach them at 303-840-9271. Again, they're located in Parker, or check out our website, and you can find their logo there. Want to thank you for joining us. Another show has already gotten by us here. We certainly want to thank you for joining us. Again, check out our website at sportsmanofcolorado.com. And they will also offer, I want to get this real quick, a 10% discount if you book a hunt with Southwest Outdoors and mention Sportsman of Colorado. So give them a call. Again, their number, 303-908-0838. Hope you have a great Easter weekend, and thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday for more of Sportsman of Colorado. Arkansas, through Oklahoma, had a little trouble.